This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. We have included only a brief description of the figures and tables and removed all references, citations, data in parentheses, appendices, acknowledgments, footnotes, and endnotes. The full text is available in HTML, PDF, and EPUB formats. July, 2014. International Review of Research in Open and Distance Learning. The title of this article is, University Faculty's Perspectives on the Roles of E-Instructors and Their Online Instruction Practice. The authors are Chiang-Sui Chang and Hun-Yi Shen, Tamkang University, Taiwan, and Zifeng Lu, National Central University, Taiwan. Abstract. Despite the rapid use of e-learning in higher education, the beliefs of instructors about and their practices during online instruction have been seldom addressed. This study explores the role perceptions of e-instructors in higher education. In total, 106 instructors from 20 Taiwanese universities filled out a questionnaire. Analytical results indicate that content expertise and instructional design are perceived by university faculty as the key components in e-instruction in higher education. A gap exists between ideal and practical roles of e-instructors in higher education. Role perceptions and role-based practices of e-instructors in higher education differ significantly in terms of gender and teaching experience. The study also provides suggestions for e-instructor training. Introduction. Over the last decade, the number of colleges and universities offering e-learning courses has increased dramatically, meaning that the number of faculty teaching online courses has also increased. As the number of online university courses is increasing rapidly, the awareness of the roles of e-instructors has also increased. Changes in the roles of e-instructors are particularly important when students engage in e-learning. Therefore, e-instructors now play a very important role in e-learning success and face many new challenges in higher education. Ryan, Scott, and Walsh proposed that e-instructors must be aware of issues associated with complex information. One primary challenge for e-instructors is to provide clear guidance during distance learning. In the conventional classroom, verbal and nonverbal communication delivers information and knowledge and helps students understand learning tasks. Changing communication modes require e-instructors to adapt to e-learning environments. A large body of literature suggests that the roles of e-instructors may be more complex than those of traditional instructors. Teacher beliefs typically encompass values, attitudes toward learning and learners, and conceptions of teacher roles and teaching practices. Therefore, information and knowledge about teacher beliefs are very important to improving instructional effectiveness. However, most discussions of the relationship between teacher beliefs and teacher practices have focused on secondary and primary school teachers. Little attention has been paid to this relationship in the university or college context. The online environment changes the fundamental nature of the interaction between the teacher, student, and content. Teachers are expected to adopt more facilitative approaches in online instruction. There is a strong need to require a re-examination of the roles teachers take and practice. Understanding what is lacking in online instruction is critical to help researchers and practitioners develop online programs and supports for e-instructors in higher education. Thus, this study attempts to answer the following questions. 1. Does a relationship exist between e-instructor beliefs about instructional roles and practices? 2. Do beliefs about the roles of e-instructors differ significantly? 3. Do online instructional practices of e-instructors differ significantly? The new faculty roles in online instruction. As online instruction is becoming increasingly common, the importance of exploring challenges faced by e-instructors has increased dramatically. O'Neill argued that the role an online instructor requires a paradigm shift in perceptions of instructional time and space, virtual management techniques, and ways of engaging students during e-learning. Burge characterized the roles of e-instructors as 1. Teaching, 2. Socializing, 3. Management, and 4. Technology integrating. E-instructors are also expected to have the necessary technical, counseling, and facilitation skills to integrate technology and teaching to improve personal, active, and cooperative learning strategies. Ryan et al. Proposed that the main role of online instructors is facilitator. E-instructors must facilitate the transition for students from the classroom to an online learning environment as well as guide students through the complexities of learning activities. Goodyear, Salmon, Spectre, Steeples, and Tickner demonstrated that the key roles of e-instructors are A. Process facilitator, B. Consultant counselor, C. Assessor, D. Researcher, E. Content expert, F. Technician, G. Designer, and H. Manager administrator. A process facilitator promotes a range of online activities that support student learning, particularly those associated with high-level thinking. A consultant counselor advises or counsels students. An assessor grades student work and provides feedback. A researcher adds new knowledge to content areas. A technician makes technology decisions or choices to improve the e-learning environment for learners. A designer designs learning tasks. And a manager must manage students to maintain successful online learning experiences. For example, e-instructors may promote online debates, identify controversial issues, and encourage discussion to generate additional evidence, and to summarize the discussion. Spectre and Delatheja suggested that e-instructors must have the ability to manage learner time for reflection, keep discussions active, and organize discussions for use in curricula. Dennis, Watland, Durat and Verde defined the e-instructor profession via 7 roles. Content facilitator, metacognition facilitator, process facilitator, advisor counselor, assessor, technologist, and resource provider. They considered these roles essential for delivering online courses. Bowen and Spector's study proposed the roles of e-instructor include professional, pedagogical, social, evaluator, administrator, technologist, advisor counselor, and researcher. Similarly, Guash, Alvarez, and Esposa reported that instructors play the multiple roles of design planning, social, instructive, technological, and management in online environments. Notably, these roles and those proposed by Goodyear et al. Are similar. Moreover, Taiwan's e-learning service certification program identified 27 benchmarks considered essential to ensure excellence in online instruction. These benchmarks were distilled from the most popular strategies employed by colleges and universities, and they were divided into 8 criteria, including 1. Learner support, 2. Faculty support, 3. Curriculum development, 4. Instructional design, 5. Instructional process, 6. Organizational support, 7. Technology, and 8. Assessment and evaluation. With respect to the quality of e-learning courses, the 7 dimensions of e-instructor belief about roles and practices are related to the 8 criteria in Taiwan's e-learning service certification program. Therefore, the professional development for e-instructors was designed in accordance to the criteria for the design of training actions in virtual learning environments. In terms of professional development, issues of pedagogical intent and the selection of appropriate teaching and learning technologies appear to be greater concerns in the arena of quality online learning. Personal background characteristics. Many studies have identified differences in attitudes toward technology use based on gender, age, and education level. Females, the elderly, and those with low education levels had poorer attitudes toward technology than males, the young, and the highly educated, respectively. Several studies demonstrated that male teachers are typically more interested in technology use in the classroom than female teachers. Additionally, female faculty typically use computers less and have more negative attitudes toward computer use than males. Conversely, studies by Shifter and Fat demonstrated that female teachers have significantly better attitudes toward technology than males. Furthermore, Meyer and Zhu indicated that the teaching load remains consistent and a relatively strong relationship exists between teaching load and technology use by faculty. According to Shifter, faculty rank, that is, lecturer, assistant professor, associate professor, and full professor, significantly impact technology use. Status is important in academia as rights, privileges, and pay are commensurate with status. Lecturers are typically concerned about the compatibility of technology and instructional material. Further, and administration exert a greater pressure on lecturers than status. These analytical results suggest that before hiring temporary teachers, lecturers, university managers, or program directors, a candidate's technical and computer skills should be assessed in relation to overall goals and expectations of a university. Zaim, Yildirim, and Saka also noted that faculty rank and computer use self-efficacy are the two most powerful predictors of technology adoption. They demonstrated that faculty members with a rank lower than professor and faculty whose self-efficacy is strong are most likely to be early technology adopters. Moreover, appropriate levels of technical and administrative support must be provided to all teachers. Research methodology. Participants. Based on data from Taiwan's Ministry of Education, MOE, 68 universities offered 857 blended e-learning courses via e-learning platform, for example WebCT or Moodle. This study randomly sampled roughly one-third of Taiwan's e-instructor population. That is, this study surveyed 277 instructors from 20 universities in Taiwan with experience teaching online courses. All subjects were asked to answer a questionnaire. The questionnaire and cover letter were distributed to subjects by researchers via mail. Confidentiality was guaranteed. In total, 106 instructors completed the questionnaire. 7 questionnaires lacking some responses were eliminated, leaving 99 valid questionnaires, for a valid response rate of 39.6%. Briefly, the ratio of male faculty to female faculty was about 67% and the ratio of assistant professors to full professors was about 64% in Taiwan, MOE. Similarly, most instructors in this study were male, 63%. Roughly, 22% of respondents were full professors, 35% were associate professors, and 20% were assistant professors. Most instructors, 82%, received little or some training support, while 25% of instructors received sufficient training and support for online instruction. Instrument. Data were collected via the questionnaire. The questionnaire consisted of 3 parts, including A. Demographic information, B. Perceptions of e-instructors' roles, and C. Practices of e-instructors' roles. The Perceptions and Practices of e-instructors Toward Online Instruction Questionnaire, PPEOIQ, in this study was defined using 7 dimensions, namely, A. Instructional design, for example. I can design assignments to enhance student interactions, B. Facilitating learning, for example. I can facilitate participants' discussion and help them focus on the related learning goals, C. Learning assessment, for example. In order to match the course instructional goals, I can plan appropriate evaluation formats, D. Technology use, for example. According to instructional goals, I can choose technology appropriately for my online course, E. Administrative management, for example. I can meet with e-tutors regularly in order to ensure the online instruction well quality, F. Content expertise, for example. I can prepare my instructional material in advance in order to deliver content to participants, and G. Research development, for example. Based on instructional pedagogical theories, I can develop research issues related to the online instruction. Responses to each item associated with each dimension were on a 4-point Likert scale, ranging from 1 for strongly disagree to 4 for strongly agree. Demographic information collected were gender, teaching field, and years of teaching experience. For perceptions of online instruction, 45 items, participants were asked to indicate their belief on the importance rank order of online instruction roles of e-instructors. For online instruction practices, 45 items, participants identified their practices, priorities, and online instruction roles of e-instructors. Survey questions were created utilizing literature review research. A panel of experts, 6 e-learning experts with more than 5 years of experience, was asked to review the instrument for content and face validity. To enhance the validity of the instrument was pilot tested with a group of 25 teachers with online teaching experiences from one university. The value of the Cronbox. For each dimension was high, 0.72-0.89. The overall alpha reliability coefficients for the perceptions and practices of e-instructors toward online instruction questionnaire, PPEOIQ, were 0.96 and 0.97. The alpha reliability coefficients suggest that the questionnaire has acceptable internal consistency. Design and data analysis. Data of the perceptions and the practices of e-instructors' roles were analyzed using descriptive statistics and sorted by the means. Pearson's correlation was performed between the perceptions and the practices of e-instructors' roles. T-test was conducted for gender on each dimension of the perceptions and the practices. One-way ANOVA was run for faculty rank, online instruction experience, training support, and teaching load on each dimension of the perceptions and the practices. LSD was performed as the post hoc analysis. Statistical tests were performed using an alpha of 0.05. Results. Descriptive statistics show that the ranked importance for the 7E instructor dimensions was 1. Content expertise, 2. Instructional design, 3. Learning assessment, 4. Administrative management, 5. Facilitating learning, 6. Technology use, and 7. Research development. In other words, participants believed that content expertise, instructional design, and learning assessment were the most important roles for e-instructors of online courses. Technology use and research development were the least important roles for e-instructors. Furthermore, analytical results show that the ranked order by the basis of a mean for practices for these 7 e-instructor dimensions was 1. Content expertise, 2. Administration management, 3. Instructional design, 4. Technology use, 5. Learning assessment, 6. Research development, and 7. Facilitating learning. Pearson's correlation coefficient provides strong evidence that the importance of an e-instructor's role and the actual e-instructor's role in online instruction practices were moderately correlated. Table 1 shows Pearson's are between perception and practice of e-instructors toward online instruction. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. Gender. Statistically significant differences existed between male and female e-instructors and their perceptions toward the roles of e-instructors. Results of T-tests in all the 7 dimensions, instructional design, facilitating learning, learning assessment, technology use, and administration management, content expertise, and research development, the mean scores for perceptions of female e-instructors were significantly greater than those of males. Statistically significant differences existed between male and female e-instructors in their practice of e-learning instruction. Except for technology use, results of T-tests show the mean scores for practices of female e-instructors were significantly greater than those of males in instructional design, facilitating learning, learning assessment, and administration management, content expertise, and research development. Table 2 shows perception and practice between male and female e-instructors toward online instruction. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. Faculty rank. Notably, no statistically significant difference existed between e-instructors' ranks of perceptions toward e-instructor roles and practices using one-way ANOVA. The results show that e-instructors with different ranks have the same perceptions and practices about the roles of e-instructor. In perception, full professor reported the highest mean scores on content expertise, instructional design, learning assessment, and administration management, technology use, facilitating learning, and research development, while assistant professor reported the highest mean scores on content expertise, instructional design, learning assessment, technology use, and administration management, facilitating learning, and research development. In practice, full professor reported the highest mean scores on content expertise, and administration management, instructional design, technology use, research development, learning assessment, and facilitating learning, while assistant professor reported the highest mean scores on content expertise, instructional design, and administration management, technology use, learning assessment, research development, and facilitating learning. Online instruction experience. Regarding the perceptions of online instruction, A significant difference existed among the instructors with different experiences in facilitating learning dimension. Additionally, regarding the practices of online instruction, a significant difference existed among the instructors with different experiences in facilitating learning dimension in one way ANOVA and LSDA's post hoc analysis method. Table 3 shows perception of different experiences of online instruction. Table 4 shows practice of different experiences of online instruction. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the tables. Training support. Regarding the perception of online instruction, no significant difference existed among the instructors with different levels of training support in each dimension. However, regarding the practice of online instruction, significant differences existed for instructional design, learning assessment, and technology use among e-instructors with different levels of training support by the results of one-way ANOVA and LSD. The analytical result indicates that e-instructors who received enough training support performed better in the dimensions of instructional design, learning assessment, and technology use than e-instructors who received some or little training support. Table 5, Practices Toward Online Instruction Among Different Training Support. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. Discussion. This study investigated, A. The relationships between e-instructors' beliefs about roles and practices about online instruction, and, B. Differences in perceptions and practices of online instruction among different e-instructors, for example, gender, rank, experience, and training. The major findings are summarized as follows. E-instructors considered content expertise and instruction designer as the two most important roles of e-instructors. Meanwhile, e-instructors rank content expertise and administration management as the top two highest places as they performed e-learning instruction. Surprisingly, e-instructors ranked administrative manager as the fourth most important role. They ranked administrative manager as the second highest place in their practice of online instruction. The administrative manager role comprises carrying out the pedagogical tasks related with course management, including establishing rules and regulations, student registration, and record keeping. This may indicate that e-instructors spent considerable time on administrative work while they taught online courses, due to the shortage of institution administrative supports, that is, technical support for e-learning platform or teaching assistant. Moreover, e-instructors considered learning assessor as the third most important role. They ranked learning assessor as fifth place in their practice of online instruction. Furthermore, learning facilitator was scored lowest for e-instructors' perception, while they ranked it as the fifth most important role in their practice of online instruction. We are aware that today e-instructors face a growing demand from students to offer a more flexible, technology-enriched course delivery, and they also face the pedagogical challenges to design innovative learning environments, which integrate technology enhancing students' learning. In fact, it is the highest priority to redesign and rethink faculty multidimensional roles to be addressed in professional development programs to prepare to teach in online environments. Experimental results also indicate that female instructors statistically significant higher than male instructors in their perceptions toward the roles of e-instructors and in their practices of e-learning instruction, except for technology use. This finding is in conflict with the finding obtained by Ahadiat, but consistent with Shifter and Fat indicating that female instructors may be more motivated and committed to online teaching. On the other hand, analytical results reveal that no significant differences existed between different e-instructor ranks, meaning that e-instructor position does not affect their perceptions of, and practices during, online teaching. Further, experimental results indicate that perceptions and practices associated with facilitating learning by e-instructors with a half year to 4 years of experience in teaching online were significantly different than those of e-instructors with more than 4 years of experience. One can infer that e-instructors with more than 4 years of experience had more online facilitating experiences with students and paid relatively more attention to other aspects of online instruction such as instructional design than facilitating learning. No significant differences existed in e-instructor perceptions among those with different training support. However, significant differences existed in their practices. E-instructors with sufficient training support rated instructional design, learning assessment, technology use, and research development practices higher than did those with little or only some training support. This analytical result is in agreement with those of Rinto, Munoz Carril, Gonzalez Semaind, and Hernandez Sells, and Spector and De La Peja, revealing that faculty perceptions at the onset of a transition process from traditional classroom instruction to online teaching reflected a need for comprehensive faculty training. In general, in addition to the content expertise, the top three prioritized roles for instructors were administration management, instructional design, and technology use, while instructors perform online instruction. Additionally, significant differences existed between genders and among different experiences in online teaching and different amounts of training support. Although many studies have underscored the importance of a teacher's role in e-learning, few empirical studies have investigated problems faced by teachers in their online roles. Based on the study of Nelson and Thompson, faculty time, reward, workload, lack of administration support, cost, course quality, and equipment concerns are considered barriers to online teaching practices. Administrators must be aware of the fact that instructional and technical training and support are important influential factors in online teaching. Conclusions. Study findings enhance our understanding of the relationships between e-instructor perceptions of the importance of their roles and practices in online instruction. Overall, analytical results indicate that strong correlations exist between e-instructor perceptions and practices in each role, that is, instructional designer, facilitator, assessor, technology integrator, and administrative manager, content expert, and researcher. Among the seven dimensions, e-instructors perceived content expert and instructional designer as the most important roles during online instruction. Furthermore, mean scores for perceptions were higher than mean scores for practices for all roles. Experimental results indicate that a gap still exists between perceptions and practices as they relate to online instruction. When this study was carried out, training was another issue for those who have and have not taught online. Without sufficient training, most faculty would not attempt to teach online. In this study, e-instructors with sufficient training scored practices higher than those with little or no training. Thus, it is important to note that routine training programs, that is, basic computer skills, are not sufficient for the professional development of e-instruction practitioners. Munoz Carril, Gonzalez Semaind, and Hernandez Sells also pointed out facilitating students' participation is what faculty identify as their greater training need in virtual learning environments. Based on the research participants' descriptions of their course design practices, it is clear that professional development in e-learning is a complex process that requires continuous engagement in instructional design work, critical reflection, and facilitating. Thus, training in course design should be integrated faculty development program in e-learning to promote teacher empowerment and with appropriate and effective administrative and technology supports. For individual differences in the seven dimensions of e-learning instruction practices, female e-instructors express significantly more positive value beliefs and practices than males. This notable finding runs counter to the stereotypical impression of gender difference in technology usage in higher education. Future research may identify the underlying factors that influence the perceptions of online instruction and online instruction practices of female e-instructors, such that appropriate strategies or interventions can be designed to enhance online instruction quality. Additionally, why the perceptions and practices of e-instructors with different online instruction experiences varied warrants examination. Future work also needs to be undertaken on improving the training support for prepared teachers to teach online. The information obtained through this research study is highly relevant at both a local and a global level. We also hope that our study contributes to enrich the knowledge available on the roles of the e-instructors performing online teaching they may need to carry out their responsibilities and tasks. The limitations of this study are the fact that sample size was somewhat small and their generalizability may be limited. Secondly, the data sources came from self-reported questionnaires. Alternative research methods like interviews could be combined with survey and future study. This is the end of the article, University Faculty's Perspectives on the Roles of E-Instructors and Their Online Instruction Practice. The text format is available on the EuroDL website www.eurodl.org. Goodbye.